All right, everyone, welcome back to Calm and Confident. Your daily dose of stoic wisdom to help you navigate this crazy thing called life. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood philosopher slash hype man, and today we're tackling a topic that's super crucial, especially in this world where always on seems like the default setting. How to set healthy boundaries. Ever feel like your time, energy, or even just your mental space is constantly being invaded? You know that feeling when you're trying to relax, but you get pulled into a thousand different directions, emails, texts, needy friends, demanding colleagues, the ever-present siren song of social media. It's exhausting. Setting boundaries isn't about being selfish. It's about protecting your peace and prioritizing what truly matters. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let just anyone walk into your house uninvited, right? Your energy, time, and emotions are just as valuable. Here's the deal, folks, boundaries aren't a one-size-fits-all solution. What works for me may not work for you, and that's totally okay. The key is to figure out what feels good, what respects your needs, and what allows you to thrive. So let's dive into some stoic principles and real-world strategies that can help you master the art of setting healthy boundaries. First up, get crystal clear on your values. What's truly important to you? Is it spending quality time with loved ones? Pursuing your passions? Maintaining your physical and mental well-being? When you know your core values, it becomes much easier to say yes to things that align with them and no to things that don't. Next, communicate your boundaries clearly and assertively. This doesn't mean being aggressive or confrontational. It simply means expressing your needs directly and respectfully. Practice saying things like, "I appreciate you asking, but I need some time to myself right now. While I want to help, I'm already committed to other projects." Remember, a firm no is a complete sentence. Learn to say no without guilt. This one can be tough, especially if you're a people pleaser. But here's the truth. Saying yes to everything ultimately leads to burnout and resentment. Saying no allows you to protect your energy and focus on what truly matters. You don't have to justify your boundaries or apologize for taking care of yourself. Don't be afraid to set limits on technology. We live in a world where notifications are constantly vying for our attention. Set aside dedicated tech-free time each day to recharge and reconnect with the real world. Put your phone away during meals, conversations, and even just moments of quiet reflection. You'll be surprised how much more present and peaceful you feel. Finally, remember that setting boundaries is an ongoing process. It takes practice, self-awareness, and a willingness to adjust as needed. Don't beat yourself up if you slip up, just learn from it and keep moving forward. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at a friend's party, having a great time, when suddenly someone starts monopolizing your attention with an endless stream of complaints about their boss. Ever been there? We've all been there. Now, instead of feeling obligated to listen for hours on end, you politely excuse yourself and say something like, "Hey, I really enjoyed our chat, but I need to grab a drink and catch up with some other friends. Let's connect later." See? You set a boundary while still being kind and respectful. The bottom line is this. Setting healthy boundaries isn't about becoming a recluse or pushing people away. It's about creating a life that feels authentic, fulfilling, and most importantly, balanced. It's about protecting your energy, honoring your values, and making space for the things that truly matter. So what are you waiting for? Start small, experiment with different boundaries, and see what works best for you. Trust me, once you experience the freedom and clarity that comes from setting clear limits, there's no going back. Remember, folks, this is your life. Take control of it, set those boundaries, and live with intention and purpose. And as always, keep striving for calm and confidence. Until next time, stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.